Sports Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood. In case of emergency, ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside NRG Stadium. Yes, Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And, Mark, wait no more. It is officially football season.
It's game week. It's here. 6 long weeks of training camp, preseason games, countless practices. And finally on Sunday, we'll see what the 2014 Texans are all about.
Absolutely, but before we get to that, a very busy week here for the Houston Texans, and we have to start with nothing bigger than the extension for J.J. Watt.
Absolutely, Patty, and this is our Start Here, Go Anywhere Play of the Week presented by Houston Community College as the Texans sign Watt to a big extension, keeping him here for at least 8 more years. It's a mega bucks deal for mega Watt.
Obviously, from day one, I've wanted to stay in Houston for a long time. And I hope the people of Houston don't mind me sticking around for a little while longer because I happen to like it here quite a bit. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm very, very fortunate. And the one thing that I can say is that I promise to do everything in my power to work extremely hard to give everything that I have to prove that I deserve this and to prove that I've earned this. And I'm going to do everything that I can do to be the best player I can be for this team, to be the best teammate I can be for my teammates, and to be the best ambassador for the Houston Texans and for the city of Houston. Because I love this city. The people have taken me in as one of their own, and I'm so fortunate for that. And I want to represent them, and I want to make them proud every single day with every single action that I make.
We're built on successful drafting and trying to retain as many of our top players as possible, and this is, you know, certainly an example of that practice. And I will say this, we've been involved in a lot of contract negotiations, a lot of deals. And I don't know if I've ever been in a deal where I agreed as much with the agent as I did in this deal with Tom about the type of player that JJ is and just the commitment to excellence, the character, the work ethic, the ability. You know, and all those things are just things that are on the field.
That's really good news for the Houston Texans, Patty. J.J. Watt will be here for a long time. What he means to this defense. And, you know, I like one thing that Gary Kubiak actually said about Watt. He's kind of like a quarterback. He makes the biggest plays when you need them most. And let's hope he continues to do that. I don't see any reason why he won't.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, a couple of other big moves for the Texans, and that, of course, is the release of Case Keenum, a fan favorite here, but the acquisition of Ryan Mallett.
Well, let's start with Keenum, and it just didn't work out for him. You know, with Case, I know he's got a lot of loyal local fans and all of that, and when he came in last year against Kansas City and the Colts and everything, there was magic in the air. There's no question. Gary Kubiak himself at the time said, we need a spark. He gave the team a spark, even though they didn't win. Well, the magic kind of disappeared. It just didn't come out. Late last season, through the offseason, this preseason, you saw a good throw here or there, but it was inconsistent. Ultimately, they parted company, and they decided to trade for Ryan Mallett, who knows this system. He's got a strong arm, and I think he immediately becomes a guy who upgrades the talent overall at the quarterback position, and that's what this is all about. You got stronger as a football team because that position group got stronger.
Anytime we make decisions, whether it's to release a player or trade a pick for a player or trade for another player for player, it's always made with the best interest of the team. What is best for the team? And what's best for the team, one of the things that's best for the team is to have the most competitive roster you can possibly have on a week-to-week basis, on a month-to-month basis, on a year-to-year basis. And so any decision that's made as it relates to the roster is always made with the best interest of the team in mind.
Gotsi coached me since my rookie year until last year. He was in the same room. Well, he coached the Titans last year, but I mean, I knew him. He kind of taught me this offense my first 2 years, so I know him pretty well.
Does that help with the transition that you're crammed right now?
It definitely helps with the transition as far as I know what he's thinking for the most part, and when I don't, I got to ask him.
And because Ryan Mallett knows this system, he immediately becomes the backup quarterback, Patty. And that means Tom Savage, who's not quite ready for that role yet, can still take his time to develop and get ready at some point soon.
Well, another transaction this week is one that we're all very happy with, and no one is happier than the man himself, and that is the return of Danielle Manning.
Well, I'm happy, too, because I like Danielle Manning. He's one of my favorite all-time Texans. He can help this team on the field and off of it, and I know you asked Bill O'Brien about it during his weekly gathering.
It's good to have him back. Again, it would be the same answer that I said to Dave about Ryan Mallett. Any time we have a chance to improve the team, we're going to try to do that. And Danielle Manning was a guy that we felt could definitely improve our team, both from a safety position and from special teams. And like you just said, Patty, from a leadership standpoint, he's been here. He's played a lot of good football here in Houston. He's played a lot of good football in this league.
And, Mark, I actually had a chance to sit down with Danielle. We'll hear from him a little bit later on in the show. But let's talk about the upcoming game, of course, against Washington. Everybody ready for this one?
Oh, absolutely, Patty. And this is the Liberty White kickoff presented by BHP Billiton. Wear white if you're going to the game. And, by the way, BHP Billiton, they're going to provide 40,000 white T-shirts. You want to create that electric atmosphere on opening day. Texans have won four straight opening day games. That's tied for the second longest streak in the National Football League in the opener. And there's just something different about this week, of course, with the games about to count. The players sense it. The coaching staff senses it.
Oh, man, it's just, you know, it lets you know that you're back at football, you know. Of course, you know, all the hard work you put in through training camp, off-season workouts, and that's what all this hard work is for, you know, opening day and jumps starting the season off.
Once you get to the regular season, it just becomes all about, you know, week in and week out. You know, during training camp, it's that grind day in and day out. But now you got a real big focus where the game's kind of the end of the week. So, you know, the older guys have been taking the younger guys under their wing and getting some extra meeting time, getting some extra film. And that's the biggest thing, as long as we can focus in and wire in day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you really get into your routine, you know, from week to week, knowing what to do when you come in here, going about the day. You know, training camp's behind us, and now it's down to the real deal, you know. So I think everyone's, you know, locked in, focused more than ever, and looking forward to Sunday.
And the Texans are 7-5 in their openers in franchise history. You know, that percentage is a top five percentage in the NFL all time in openers. Think about that.
Quite impressive.
It is impressive. It's a small body of work, but we'll take it, and we hope that they win their fifth consecutive opener.
Yes, we absolutely do. Kickoff is, of course, at noon, and Texans Countdown Live right here on Fox Sports Southwest is at 10 o'clock. Mark and I will be down there on the field bringing you all the action, but we have to take our first time out right now on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. When we come back, as promised, I'll visit with Danielle Manning. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, we've been talking about Danielle Manning, his return, and Mark, he's a guy that may be, as quickly as he's been back here, pressed into action pretty soon.
Well, and he says that the Cincinnati Bengals use a somewhat similar system, with some of the terminology helping him out as he adjusts to what Romeo Crennel is doing. And, you know, any way you slice it, Danielle Manning is glad to be back, and I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
Fakes the give, plants in the pocket. Here's pressure. Hit as he throws left side, incomplete.
I don't know if there's any words I can describe. I mean, to really let people know how I really feel. I mean, for being grateful and thankful. And I mean, this place has always felt like home. You know, obviously, long before I played ball here, I had family here. So, but actually, having to be a Texan, I mean, it means a lot. You know, you're representing a lot of people. A lot of family members who always wanted to play ball and play ball and want their family here in Texas have opportunity to do that. So I'm just so extremely grateful.
Well, take us back to kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. I mean, you got the highs now of coming back, but you obviously, you know, did not want to leave at the time. What was it like for you to kind of depart and kind of take us through your journey of where you went? We know where you went, but, you know, kind of where you went mentally and to get back to this point.
Well, prior to departing, it was, you know, you understand the business side of it. So I knew I was injured, and I just felt like one of these good old days that Rick was going to call me up. And he actually did, and we laughed before I came in there and before we had any discussion on what was going on. I basically told Rick, I said, I knew this was coming. We started laughing. And basically, you know, he treated me like a man. I treated him like a man. It was all honesty. and it was nothing but love and respect for one another. So he just told me that the opportunity, you know, that they have to keep me here, you know, it's a big opportunity. They love to keep me here, but they understand my wishes. And so I decided to go to Cincinnati. And I got there. I mean, the organization there was fine, but it still didn't feel like home, you know. And you're older player in the NFL, and you kind of want to fit in places that you're comfortable with. So I never really felt comfortable there. So I felt like everything was still being rushed. So I learned to be humble. I learned a lot of humbling experiences when I went to Cincinnati. And also, I learned some different ways of studying. And for the first time, we put iPads out like that, really studying like that. And I'm kind of old school. I like the book. So, but I was, like I said, I'm so happy to come back. It's been great coming back here.
Well, and not only do you bring your abilities and your talents back here to this team, but 9 years now in the NFL, you bring a lot of experience to a secondary that he's got some experience, but also has a lot of youth. Looking at these guys back there, some new faces, you know, what do you see, and how do you see your role fitting in to help these guys?
First glance, you can see it's been a long time that you have a lot of depth at safety spot. You know, that's the position I play, so there's a lot of depth, a lot of guys that experience. And when you said just athletically, is there. Now these guys have been playing ball, so the experience that they have, that's good too. I feel like the Texans did a great job of just building that. And you have not only just the starters, and you got the backup guys, and you know, the guys that's behind the backup who definitely can come in and contribute. And that's always special for depth. I mean, you never know how this business, it's a lot of business transactions that happen in the league. But this team has did good at building that. And with the experience I have, I just try to keep guys to play with the confidence that they had when they came in getting drafted. You know, and KO and ADP, that's been playing well around here. You know, they're big time contributors on special team, and now they're even big time contributors on defense. And those guys have been around. And you got Kendrick Lewis, who just got here, and he's done well for Romeo. So I feel like those guys, adding those guys here on this team, and of course DJ's been doing a great job. So that stands out a lot and shows a lot about how deep our safety position is.
Romeo Crennel, a different now defensive coordinator back there. How does that change the look of the defense specifically as it relates to the secondary and the safety position?
That's a good question. I mean, he's so flexible. And not just with how long he's been coaching his game, but just how well he analyzes players. And when I talked to him, brief time that I talked to him before we got on the field, it's just more using the players that we have and putting them in the best position to be winners. I mean, he can tag so many players. That's the flexibility about being in his defense. He can move players around, and you can't really get a beat on offensive coaches, and can't get a good feel of what we're running on defense. That's always good. And then he always works with the players. You know, if it's something that you feel like it's not working, he can throw it out. Or he'll make an adjustment to it. He's not just, this is his way or it's the highway. I mean, I feel good about that. So everybody works together to win. So.
All right, let's talk about the Washington Redskins. First team up, what do you see specifically from their offense and some of the challenges they pose for your defense?
They are a very explosive team. You know, they got two receivers who can blow the roof off. They got a great running back, I believe, a pretty good running back. And a quarterback, you know, he stands out a lot. They added some tight ends in there. So I think they got a lot of weapons surrounding that offense. They like to mix it up, get you out on edges and see what the try to make the corners tackle, I feel like. Also, I know that they'll try to test us deep early and often. So, and this is the first time RG3 coming back like that, and he's talking that he's healthy. I think they got a great team. They got a great weapons, and I think they're going to use those guys well in every package that they put out.
Will you be wearing number 38?
I was able to get the jersey back today, so I'm happy about that, man. The guy that had it before, I think Dre Hall, what's his name? Hal. I like him. When I first met him, I tried to keep up with the Texans, and I have this app, and I keep up with him, and I seen him making plays, and it was funny seeing 38 run around. Kind of got a little jealous, but it was off.
Yeah, he had a little body, more of a little Petey Fagans look, though, than a Danielle Manning look running him back. So any details you can give us as to how you got it back?
Nah, I just pretty much asked him for it. Of course, we had a little ransom on it, so we made a deal happen.
Great to hear from Danielle Manning, and I think he could be used as a kick returner when they go to dime defense. That's six defensive backs. You might see him in action right away on Sunday. We'll find out what Bill O'Brien and Romeo Crennel have planned for Manning.
Absolutely, but we have to take another time out here on Texans Huddle. But don't go away. When we come back, we are heading out to Fire Station 18 in Stadiums. Welcome back to Texans Huddle as we are approaching the first game and getting ready for week one of the NFL season. You know, Mark, it's amazing to me that regardless of how busy this team gets, the entire organization still manages to find time to get out into the community.
Yeah, you look at the ambassadors and the cheerleaders going on out to Fire Station 18, paying tribute to the hardworking men and women out there. And if you don't know, on March 25th, Fire Station 18 responded to a report of a fire on a high-rise building in the area of West Dallas and Montrose. Captain Brad Hawthorne and engineer operator Dwayne Weibel were instrumental in rescuing a construction worker trapped on the building's fifth-floor balcony. And without the training and confidence of the crew of Fire Station 18, the rescue could not have been performed. In an effort to show appreciation on behalf of the city, Houston Texans cheerleaders and Texans ambassador J.J. Moses brought lunch courtesy of the Houston Texans Grill to Fire Station 18 on Sunday. The guests surprised Hawthorne and Weibel with an invitation to be the home field advantage captains and lead the team out of the tunnel this weekend. And that was really special.
And in addition, 50 members of that station will be flag holders for this Liberty White game. Great stuff. And as busy as the team is, we've been talking about the organization being out there in the community. I don't think anyone's busier than Texans ambassador J.J. Moses.
Oh, J.J. Moses, man, he's all over the place. In fact, he went to the Golden Triangle area with the Texan Stampede to pay a visit to the folks out there. Beaumont, you liking this? Take a look.
Man, we did a little bit of everything. You know, we helped out at a football camp, and where they were having football games, little league football games, and went over to Academy, signed some autographs, and then we went over to obviously BW3s, and we signed some autographs from great fans here. So it's been a great experience to see all the Houston Texans fans in the Beaumont area. It's been a great day and a delightful day for me. Each place, I think it got better and better, more intense and more intense, and people are really excited for the team this year. We capped it off here with BW3s. It was a big, raucous crowd, and it was definitely exciting to come in here and, you know, obviously meet the fans for an hour. It went by so quick because there's so much energy in here.
It felt amazing just because I've never done an appearance here, so for the first appearance back in my high school was awesome, you know, to get to see all my old friends and family came out. They get to kind of see me in action, so it's really awesome to be able to show that to them.
I think it's good to you bring, you know, the team, even though we are former players, you know, you get to touch the fans and get to meet them, a grassroots effort, and it's going to create even more excitement because the season's right around the corner and the fans are excited. New coach, new year, and then anything that can magnify that, we're all for it.
And that trip, of course, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
All right, we've got to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, plenty more from The Voice and I. Stay with us. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. September's nominees are cornerback Jonathan Joseph, defensive tackle Tim Jamison, and safety Shiloh Kale.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson. Making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network. In your neighborhood. In case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for Mark's favorite part of the show, mailbag. But we're taking a little of your thunder, Mark.
Yeah, I don't get to answer the questions anymore. It's Drew Doherty. It's the Texas Lottery Texans mailbag brought to you by the Houston Texans scratch-off game. And Drew's having some fun with this.
Brandon Parker says, do you think that our defensive line will be able to compensate for the lack of depth in our secondary? I guess that's the nicest way that I can put it. Well, aren't you just the nicest dude around, Brandon? Yes, I do think the defensive line and the outside linebackers, primarily J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, will do great things and cause a lot of havoc and maybe tip some passes, force some quarterbacks into some errant throws, and in turn, force some turnovers. Randy Porter has this one. Can you ship the scratch-off tickets to the only Texans fan in Utah? No, it doesn't fit in an envelope. And you're not the only Texan fan in Utah. Daniel Velasquez has this. What are the chances that Xavier starts over Newton? Don't think Xavier Suofilo is going to start over Derek Newton. Newton's a right tackle and has done some nice things so far in the preseason. Xavier Suofilo probably going to play one of the guard spots, probably going to challenge Ben Jones for left guard.
Great stuff, Drew. And from one fun segment to another, I'm not sure about this one, but Mark is very excited about
it. I'm very happy with this one. Well, how can you go wrong? You have cheerleaders throwing like whipped cream on each other or something like that. Take a look as the Knockouts get it done.
Hey, I'm Allison, and this is Rachel. Welcome to this week's episode of HTC Knockouts. Let's see what we're playing this week.
Oh my gosh. Rock, paper, scissors, tie. You will face off in a game of rock, paper, scissors, but there's a twist. The loser of each round will get a pie in their face. The first person to take three pies to the face loses. Excuse me. Are you ready?
Okay, hold on. I gotta prepare myself mentally for this.
Okay. Are you ready? Yes, one.
Put me out of my misery.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Two, three. One, two, three.
I told you you'd like that video, Patty.
Yes, you did, but I think you liked it more than I did.
Well, I did like it a lot.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week's show, but be sure to be with us on Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Texans Countdown Live. We'll count you down to the game, and be sure to flip right back over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live as we wrap up, which will hopefully be the first win of the season.
Get your game face on!
Houston Texans, have a great weekend.
Let's go!